two of the great band, Danny and Dave, join me in the studio now. Gentlemen, thanks so much for calling in.
No worries. Thanks for having us.
You're up in the county for Sea Sessions in Bundoran.
Yeah, really excited about it. We got up yesterday evening and the buzz around the festival seems amazing. And, you know, we played it a couple times before, but, you know, this is the first time that we've been top of the bill, and it was a real cool moment for us, and we saw the poster, and we're right up there, even higher than Primal Scream, which is sort of strange, but also amazing, you know, so...
He's a current, lads, he's a current, Primal Scream, great band.
Slightly more current than maybe, but, it was just, you know, it's funny, things like that, even hearing our song on the radio there, it's still, we still get a kick out of that stuff, even though we've been around for a couple of years now, but, really looking forward to the weekend, it's going to be great.
And the new album is out, that's the single that's off it now. You're back on putting your own stuff out now. What's the story there? Because you did go over to London and signed over there. Did you want more control of the situation?
I think, in fairness, when we signed to Ireland, which is a big label, and we moved to London, they were quite good in that they gave us a lot of control. They didn't really try and change too much. They had their opinions, and it was more the promotional side of things that really didn't work out, and sort of what they said they were going to do and what actually happened. And, it didn't really work out for a number of reasons, really, you know, and... But we are delighted now. We sort of took back control. We're doing it on our own terms, and we got our first number one album, you know. So we've been doing a lot of promo, and we're really proud of the album, and, you know, think it's our best, and thankfully it's going down really well. So we're
brilliant.
Delighted.
Yeah. It's a funny career you're having, that, you know, you're hugely popular in this country, amazing, and then you go over in Australia and all the other countries, and then you sort of start from the smaller venues and build that up again. Is it difficult to switch between sort of, you know, top in the bill in the three arena and then, you know, sort of starting the process again, saying somewhere like
it's
Australia?
It's great to have both. Like, we love having both. Obviously love playing the huge gigs, but there's something about playing a smaller venue in a place where people don't know you as well.
You don't feel like saying, right, lads, back up a bit. I could see the white of your eyes.
Yeah. Well, it can be daunting. Like, it is totally different. There's no, as we said yesterday when we did that small gig, there's no hiding in the small venues, you know. When we put on the big shows, like in the Three Arena or whatever, it's a big production, you know, there's all the bells and whistles. You try and put on a big show, like, you know. Whereas when you go and we play in the smaller venues, you know, it's a sweaty, intimate venue, and you can see the whites of the front row of their eyes, and you know, there's no hiding. And as Dave says, I think it makes us a better band, doesn't it? You know,
absolutely. And it's good to keep having, we're delighted and don't take anything for granted that we've got in Ireland. And it's unbelievable that we can play a festival like Sea Sessions, and we absolutely love it. But we're still going out to, we've got tour coming up in Europe in around September, and like we've got radio play in Europe. We can see that growing as well. So like we're still,
it's sort of at different stages in different countries, you know. So in Australia, for example, we probably play rooms of like 800 to 1,000. Europe probably be slightly smaller, same as America. But then in the UK, like in London, we play, you know, we've got a huge gig in Kentish Town Forum, which is like 2,000 capacity. So it's different stages and different territories, sort of, which is sort of keeps it exciting.
Because you're packing arenas, you're playing these brilliant intimate gigs of people, and it's bigger than that. And then you're on Spotify too, and millions and millions and millions of streams. Do you still check that and go, oh my God, lads, what are we doing? This is awesome. It's sort of multifaceted kind of career. It's almost like there's two careers going on here in a way, is there? No?
Yeah, I think I suppose we're very lucky in that we have that fan base in Ireland, as you say, and that we get to play big shows and we get to headline festivals. And, you know, I think we just built it up from the word go. And, you know, a few years ago, we were playing smaller venues here in Ireland, you know, so we sort of see that as a challenge to build it up in other venues as well and get out and promote our music. And as I say, we can see the venues building in the UK and Australia and Europe as well. So hopefully in a couple more years, we'll be back here going, oh, well, we're actually doing arenas in the UK as well now, you know. So we just build it up over the years. That's the plan, you know.
Yeah. You're going to do a couple for us live. Do one for us now, and then we'll have a bit of more chat about the album, if you don't mind.
Sure.
So what's this?
Yeah, we're going to do this is the first single off the album, which was called We Couldn't Fake It.
Okay, take it away, guys. Okay.
Covered in water, they left me for dead. She's somebody's daughter, somebody's friend. Do not cease me Do not cease me You're screaming that you're already leaving, and I'm mad at myself. Yeah, almost believe them. Don't let me waste your time, 'cause we had it all before, and we never liked that.
never changed at all. Yeah, we couldn't fake that, no. And now it looks over before it even begins. Throw you over my shoulder, here we go again. 'Cause we're focusing on love, we're focusing on love. And you're screaming 'cause you're already leaving. I'm just mad at myself, yeah, 'cause I almost believe them. Don't let me waste your time, 'cause we had it all before, and we never like that. Leave alone, please don't need to change your minds, 'cause we never changed at all. Yeah, we couldn't fake that, we couldn't fake that. Something that you know you can't replace. Don't let me waste your time, 'cause we heard it all before, and we never liked that. Leave it alone, we don't need to change your minds, 'cause we never changed it all.